Coach's Insight programs continue here tonight on Care Country. I'm Brandon Tam, and we're talking Jefferson County North football with the head coach in Jeff Schneider. Chargers staying undefeated, 5-0 after a tough district win last week at Onega, 26-8. Coach, a lot to take away from that game. Onega's defense held you down to your lowest point total. Your defense obviously staying strong, but you know, you take away what exactly from that game last week, and what was a victory against the Buffaloes?
Well, first off, I think Onega kids always play really hard. I think they, you know, from four quarters are going to give you their best, and I think that was exactly what we got from them. You know, the thing that I have taken away, the thing we've been stressing this week is I thought we played well as well, too. I thought we spread the ball around on the offensive side, you know, a couple through the air and a couple on the ground. I thought our defense played really well. You know, big running back, thought we did well against him for the most part. You know, I liked our backfield a lot, and I thought we were able to contain, except for one drive. And then when they got their touchdown, I thought on our end, the thing that we have to clean up, and we've been stressing this for weeks now, I feel like I'm just a little redundant on saying it, is we've got to limit our penalties. You know, we had eight or nine, I believe it was. Again, just a little bit under 100 yards. We've cracked that 100-yard barrier at penalties before this year. One of those penalties took away a score from us off the board. Another one was a limiting factor. We got in the red zone, and we went backwards twice before we got a chance to go forwards and, you know, probably gain enough yards for the first down, but when you're backing up, you're losing some of those. So a couple things we got to clean up. Overall, I liked our play. I liked that we're continuing to show well on film. Made a few adjustments during the game that seemed to benefit us. And again, our guys always play hard as well, too. But that's been the point of emphasis for us this week.
Yeah, I know, you know, throughout the season, our conversations, I know you have referenced penalties after a couple of games. And obviously, you mentioned it kind of hurt you. Not in the win column against the Buffaloes, but something you're trying to clean up here in the final few weeks of the regular season. But I just feel like it has to feel like a good thing. You know, your first four games, fairly comfortable, and now you finally get a game where it's kind of a more knock-em-out, drag-em-out kind of game and a four-quarter game, you know, against this Onega Buffaloes mm-hmm. team. And when you're getting to this point in the postseason, I feel like you need to get some games like that, and especially a tight win under your belt.
Yeah, oh, I agree. And then, you know, we referenced a lot. I know the coach did as well on the radio show. Last year, that was a back-and-forth game, decided in the final seconds. We kind of knew what we were getting into in that regard. I thought we've a lot of guys have improved themselves this year, so we felt good about it going in. But, yeah, I agree. I think you want to play those tight games. The thing we talk about a lot is how we handle adversity during games. You know, it's going to happen. We're not going to win every snap. There are things that aren't going to go our way, and how we handle those. And I think for the most part, we've handled everything this year that's been thrown our direction, you know, to play a little tighter game. I don't think there's anything wrong with that by any stretch. And like I said, I thought there were things that we did well, but I thought there are things that we can improve on, and I think it's always more fun watching the film whenever you won with that. But, you know, as we head down the stretch, I think you're exactly right. You know, we want to make sure we're continuing to climb, and if that's the one area we're going to have to clean up, then that's what we're going to focus on. You know, the thing I try not to get too caught up in it and the coaching of that is some of those are effort penalties, for lack of a better term. You know, we're getting a hold because the guy's continuing to try to get his block and, you know, just maybe getting out of the frame, those sort of things. We just got to know, like we tell our guys, we got to know when to say when on that. And those are things I think we can clean up.
JCN football coach Jeff Schneider, a couple more minutes here. Coach's Insight program here on Care Country. They get Valley Falls this week. Another district game. You can catch that right here on Care Radio Friday night. You know, this Valley Falls team, they've struggled a little bit here in 2025. You know, the numbers have been down a little bit. They're fighting, certainly, and they do have a win under their belt. That was back in week one. You see this Dragons team, very familiar being in the league. What initially stands out about this team in this matchup here in 2025?
Well, a couple things. I know they've went through a few injuries, and, you know, that always has an impact on your team. I think they're playing a lot tighter in some of those games that you're referencing. There's no doubt. I think their guys are playing well and improving. Thing you're seeing on film is they're running a different offense at the beginning of this season than what they were last year. And then it looks like over the last couple weeks they started to make some changes as well, too. So it makes our prep a lot more in-depth. They're throwing a few more things at us that we got to make sure we're ready for and focused on. So, you know, I like it. I told our guys at this point we should have seen just about everything that we're going to see. It's a matter of how we're going to respond on the things that we didn't know going in. So, you know, I like where we're headed. I like the guys, the way their guys are adapting to that.
Yeah, you want to go 1-0 each week, and it's it's kind of hard, I would think, at this level with kids, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, you know, to try to keep the head right. You know, you got to match up with Jackson Heights, you know, looming at the end of the regular season. Is it a challenge at all to keep the minds right, you know, on a week-to-week basis, or do you feel like your kids do a good job of that?
I think our coaches and our players do a terrific job. You just referenced this, and we have said it every week, every year I've been the head coach. We're looking at our opponent on Friday and trying to go 1-0, and that's the goal. If you ever start a long-term focus, you're going to trip over something right in front of you. So, you know, our goal each week is to get a little bit better. You know, obviously we talked about a few things we want to clean up, but the more anything, we are focused on the task at hand, and that has been something that our guys have been preached about. You know, I think that is vital to your success, short-term and long-term. Focus on what you need to take care of and make sure you're getting it taken care of.
Finally, Coach, you get this game at home on Friday night, district contest against a familiar opponent in Valley Falls. Give us a few keys to victory.
Well, first off, it's good to be back home. You know, kind of a long bus ride last week. You know, I think that has a little bit of impact, maybe with a, I don't want to say a slow start for us, but you're getting off that bus after an hour and 15, hour and 20, and, you know, it takes a little while to get things rolling again, get the blood flowing, so to speak. You know, the keys, I think this, we've always been focused on the third down conversion. We did well in that last week as well. We want to continue that. Even with the penalties, I thought we did a pretty good job with converting whenever we needed to. And then we've been doing pretty well in the turnover ratio. You know, we've won the turnover battle, I don't think every week, but a lot of the weeks this year. And I do think that is important and a key to success.
There it is, Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider joining us. Again, appreciate the JC and Booster Group, KT Shortstop, Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, and FW Huston Medical Center. Chargers still undefeated at 5-0. Big win against Onega last week. They get Valley Falls at home this Friday night. Game you can catch right here on Care Radio. Coach, thanks again. Always appreciate the time. We'll do it again next week.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it as well.